saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. A young man stands alone in a foreign airport, his heartbeat louder than the overhead announcements. He drops his bag, whispers, "I don't want to die here," and runs. Not out of fear of missing a flight, but like he's being hunted. That was the last the world ever saw of Lars Mittank. What happened next has haunted the internet for nearly a decade. And the deeper you dig, the stranger it gets. Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets the macabre with your favorite deathly married duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Tom.
Your guides through the strange, the sinister, and the spooky, where I tell the stories and he gets dragged along for the ride.
And maybe a little spooky.
Yeah, maybe a little spooky. Well, on today's episode, my love, we are heading overseas.
Australia.
No.
Africa.
No.
No, we already went there. England.
No.
Italy.
No.
I give up. Russia.
Germany.
Shit.
So close. You're so close. It's okay.
You know German's favorite number?
Oh, so clever.
Nine.
Nine. Yeah, so clever. So clever. No, we're going to Germany today. Have you ever heard of the name Lars Mittank?
No, I've heard of Lars before.
Okay.
That's like, the name. It's always like some bully in a movie.
No, you're lying. Because Lars, I immediately think of... What's that movie? Lars Loves a Real Girl?
16 Candles. Oh.
16 Candles? Who the f*** is named Lars in 16 Candles?
I don't know. I was just coming up with some bullshit.
Wait, Lars in love with a real... Oh, Lars and the Real Girl. That's what it... Have you ever
Lars
seen Lars...
in love with a real girl?
No,
I would
no, no,
hope
no.
he's in real love with a
no,
real girl.
No, Lars and the real girl.
The real girl?
Yeah, and
is
you
there a
know...
fake girl?
No, I'm going to tell you... Yo... Shut the f*** up so I can tell you what this shit is. Hold on. You're making me lose my train of thought there. This one. Have you ever seen this movie? It's actually Ryan Gosling. That's the main character. And he's in
no.
love with a sex doll.
We should watch this.
You've never seen this?
No.
I swear it is
I did
so...
watch her, though. Did you ever watch her?
Oh, why did I think you were pointing at the sex doll in the picture I just showed
Imagine.
You of Lars the Real Girl? I'm like, no, I've never seen her. Okay. Yeah, you're talking about her, the guy who falls in love with his computer, his AI.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's a good one. That is another really good one. At the time when I watched it, I didn't really think too much of it because I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, oh, he falls in love with... I didn't
Wait
grasp.
A freak.
Yeah, I really couldn't understand. I couldn't understand it. I think the way that it was meant to be understood,
yeah.
It just was not happening. But now that all this shit's going on with AI, no. I could totally see that. I could totally see that.
Oh, now do I have to worry about AI too?
No. Dude, like you have to be worried about it at all.
I love
Damn.
You.
You crack me up. Okay, so we've got Lars Mittank today, everyone. Lars Joachim Mittank was a 28-year-old man from a small town of Itzehoe in northern Germany.
It's a woe.
Oh, no. Do the
Wait,
wave.
No, what is it?
What song are you singing, my
know.
Guy? Let it go.
I don't know.
Let it go.
From the 90s.
Okay,
let
it go.
Let's move on.
So the small town of Itzehoe in northern Germany. He worked as a technician at a local power plant and lives in a quiet, consistent life very close to his family. He was especially close with his mother, Sandra, and was known to check in with her very regularly. After his father suffered a stroke, Lars stepped up to help out more at home, and his sense of responsibility only deepened. But aside from that, he had a deep passion, one that you're going to be completely relatable to ever since you met me, because his passion was football. Soccer.
Oh, I love soccer.
Yes, now you love soccer. Ever since you met
Amo,
me, you've been...
Amo Argentina.
That's right, that's right. and not just casually watching his matches. Okay, now he was a diehard fan of the SV Werder Bremen.
I don't know what this team is.
Okay, let me show you real quick.
Vamos Germany? Yep.
Okay, cool.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Very pretty.
It's a dope jersey.
Dope jersey, plus the colors, very green.
Giving me Eagles.
Yeah, very Philly Eagles.
Eagle. Oh, sorry. Wrong. Okay. Totally wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry. Apologies. Okay.
He wore their colors proudly. His devotion to the team was part of his identity, pretty much. Something that bonded him with his friends and family all around. It had been a while since he took a break from work, and his close circle of friends had been talking about doing a guys trip for months. The idea was very simple. They really wanted to do something with sunshine, something with beaches, something with a nightlife, and...
Mallorca or Ibiza.
Okay, well, similar. So that's kind of like the vibe that they're going for, right? Yeah. And a little bit of football mixed in. And if you're around this area, this is like a ginorm. I mean,
like football town, football central.
Not saying that the U.S. isn't soccer fiends, but
we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. But I think any country
Europe,
outside,
Europe in general, is
South America, just, yeah, it's
a big
thing.
They put us to shame.
They sure do. They sure do. Oh, I don't know why.
We've been
that.
In Indiana too long.
Yeah, I think we definitely have been. Bulgaria's Golden Sands. All right.
Ooh.
I always think about Michael Scott when he goes to Sandals, Jamaica, when I when I keep reading Golden Sands. This was actually a very popular spot for budget-friendly vacations among young Europeans. And the group finally settled on a trip at the end of June of 2014. So around your birthday, baby.
Whoop, whoop.
Mm-hmm. Gemini.
Nice 6 days early.
Gemini.
Wait, you said 14th?
It's 13th. June 2014.
2014.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
For Lars, it was pretty much a very much needed breather. It's a chance to relax, you know, reset.
Refresh.
Yeah, and enjoy some time with your buddies. I mean, that sounds like a great time. I'd be doing that.
It's a good time. Good time.
Now, the Bulgaria's Golden Sands, if you think about it, beautiful beaches.
Wait,
beautiful
hold on,
water.
Hold on, hold on, hold a minute. Thought we were in Germany.
Actually, yeah. I said... Today's
you
no,
said Germany.
It's because he's from Germany that I said that. But in reality, we're in Bulgaria today. My bad.
You know how many haters we're going to get in the comments?
Oh my
now?
God. They're going to be like, you're so stupid.
What idiots. Some people shouldn't have a podcast.
They're going to be like, dumb. How you get Germany from Bulgaria? Oh God. Everyone's going to eat me alive. It's okay. Well, yes. It's my bad. So
Bulgaria.
So today we're going to be in Bulgaria.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Bulgaria's Golden Sands, you can think about it, beautiful beaches, beautiful water, the nightlife is pumping, bumping. Now, this is actually in Varna, Bulgaria.
Okay.
I was reading a lot about it, and one of their very famous dishes is cornflake chicken. Which,
so is
if
it
I'm
chicken
not wrong,
with cornflakes on it?
Listen, it looks like it's like breaded.
Like frosted flakes?
I'm gonna You're the worst. Hold on.
Well, that's what cornflakes are, basically
now
frosted flakes.
Now I have to
flakes.
Look it up because I wasn't really as
weird.
Curious as you are right now, so let me see.
I'm sorry, you said cornflake
no,
chicken.
No, I would assume it's just the breaded part, yeah. But not.
So it's like deep fried.
Yeah, it's like your typical chicken tenders, babe. But
oh,
it's just got the...
It,
you use cornflake instead of like panko crumbs or whatever, breadcrumbs.
Bussin',
yes. Now, one of the main things there I was seeing is that you have to try the cornflake chicken. There's a bunch of different destinations that you can get to and from Varna as well. And it's pretty safe as long as, you know, you really don't go looking for trouble. Yeah. You know,
okay.
Not a big deal. It's also a really popular place for, like I said earlier, young people who are trying to be on a budget.
Just having
I'm sure
a
with
good
families
time.
Too. Yeah, no, for sure. And one of the things that I saw that was actually really funny is that they actually have a McDonald's there, which is not very common around there.
Nah, but European McDonald's, their food is
just
so
like,
much better.
Hits.
They serve beer.
They I know. It does. It is really good. It is really good. But that's one of the main things that was kind of like exciting about Varna's.
Okay.
They now have
they got a
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
They got a
the
McDonald's.
Golden Arches.
So if you ever go
golden
to Varna.
Golden Sand and Golden Arches.
If you ever go to Varna, Bulgaria, just know there's going to be a McDonald's there. Okay?
Mickey's.
In late June of 2014, Lars flew with five of his friends to Golden Sands. The resort area is just outside of Varna on Bulgaria's like eastern coast. Varna is Bulgaria's third largest city in this whole country. It's a seaside hub known for its beaches, the nightlife, and ancient Roman baths. Now, it's considered pretty safe for tourists, and they actually describe it as more more of a more relaxed than any of the other major cities in Eastern Europe. European? What the?
In Eastern European.
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 And you're a purin?
Are you a cat?
I don't know what it is. I'm a purin. Golden Sands isn't a single, like, all-inclusive resort that you might think. It looks like a district made up of dozens of different beachfront hotels, bars, and nightclubs. And it's pretty much just for tourism.
Okay. So it's almost like a Vegas.
Yeah, I've never been there, but it sounds like it. Yeah, yeah, sounds like that.
Like it was
district.
Built a beer around Jesus, neither of us can talk tonight.
I know, I'm telling you.
It was built around tourism.
Right, it pretty much. Lars and his friends were staying at the Viva Club Hotel, a popular mid-range hotel known for its all-inclusive package, decent food, and close proximity to all the action that tourists are there to see. The group planned to stay for about a week, arriving in late June and with their return flight scheduled for July 7th of 2014. From the start, it was meant to literally just be a casual vacation, you know, filled with beach lounging and nights out.
Yeah.
The timing of the trip was also pretty perfect because Germany was actually playing in the 2014 FIFA World Cup.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Okay, so Germany was in the World Cup.
Yeah, Germany was playing in the World Cup, and this World Cup, the 2014 FIFA one, was actually taking place in Brazil at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, which was crazy when Argentina played there. I mean, there's a huge rivalry.
Anyways.
Like we were already talking about, European football fans, I mean, this is like sacred to them, right? It's just like here the U.S. with American football.
Yeah.
Same thing. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, the group spent their days hanging out on the beach and partying at the nightclubs. Lars reportedly was having a great time, though friends had noted that he was eating sort of lightly, like soups and salads, while they're kind of all
interesting.
Eating. Right.
Why is there...
Why is it
every time that we cover somebody that goes missing... The friends are like, yeah, we did notice he was a little quiet. We did notice they were a little off.
Wait,
like,
how do you know he's missing?
Well, because I'm just assuming.
Oh, okay.
Like, we're going to get
into
this.
Based off of where we're going. Yes. All right, because we're traveling.
We're covering one person. We don't cover cases about, and then they found $1 million. This would not be Macabre Mondays.
I'll make sure to add one of those here and there. Don't be.
Wait, hold on. You said, how do I know he's missing? That means he is missing.
Ooh, dun dun dun. I don't know. I was just asking. I'm using context clues, but if that's what
bullshit,
you thought.
You do know.
No, I don't. We'll see as we go. No, I really do. Well, his friends noted that he was eating rather lightly, soups and salads, which to be honest, I know. Why did I say
I
that
don't know.
Double?
It sounded like you were getting ready to be the Wiggles. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Well, and to them, it seemed a little off, right? He seemed to be a little bit quieter than usual, but nothing really raised alarms to anybody. And I also wonder, I mean, he's on vacation. Maybe he's eating light. Yeah. I mean, I think all of us get
that feeling every once in a while you go on vacation. You're like, you know, I know I'm going to eat like shit. I'm going to try not to. Because I feel like everyone gets back from vacation and then they're like, I feel so sluggish.
I know.
Disgusting.
But then you also have to think about it. When you are on vacation, a lot of people's mentality is, yo,
indulge. Fuck
it. Yeah. I mean, I'm on vacation. This is the only time I don't got to cook.
Why not? I could just eat.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty much. But again, it seems like nothing really raised any alarms. Then came July 6th.
Okay.
Okay.
2014.
That day, Lars and his friends were out drinking when a verbal dispute broke out at a bar. Reportedly, it was over a football team and their loyalties. Now, you can imagine that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this. Soccer fans get very passionate.
Yes,
it's almost like Eagles fans against basically any other team.
Lars proudly was wearing his SV Werder Bremen jersey. He ended up clashing with a group of Bayern Munich supporters, which escalated relatively quickly.
Could imagine.
Yeah, there was a lot of taunts. There was a lot of jabs about each other's teams. And while nothing turned physical right then, the tension kind of lingered. So you can only imagine you're at the bar.
That's so weird.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right?
I've never been that type of person.
I know. I'm not like that either. I mean, actually, no, I'm not. I'm just like, I get defensive about my team, but again, it's hard when we're the best.
I was just going to say, if anyone ever told you Messi's not the greatest of all time,
the
you
goal,
would be like, you're an
man,
idiot.
The goal. I don't care what anybody says. Okay, get out of here, bro. Later, he ends up leaving the bar and parting from his friends. He had told them that, you know, go ahead without me. I'll just catch up with you guys tomorrow or later or whatever. So they did. When he reconnected with his friends sometime in the morning, he looked pretty disheveled. Now, here's the thing. There's a couple different reports. He meets his friends either later in the night or he meets his friend in the morning. Whatever. The whole point is that they met.
Either or, he had gone away from them for a bit.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. He looked disheveled. He told him that he had been attacked by four men sometime after leaving the bar.
Damn.
And that he believed that they had been hired by guys that he got into it with at the bar.
Y'all people be hiring just over...
Well...
Damn.
Apparently, in that fight, I read some different reports that he actually heard someone say, oh, it's easy for you to get jumped in Bulgaria. Or, you know, something along the lines of like that.
Yo, this makes me not want to go see Golden Sands or Golden Arch.
Well, as long as you're not talking shit about each other's... Just don't put on a jersey.
I'd be like, go both. Can we all just have fun?
Yeah, I hope everyone's having a great time. And so I had read different reports that somebody said that, or you shouldn't talk shit about Munich, or this is for the guys at the bar. Randomly, whatever. He was punched in the face and kicked in the head, and he was complaining of ear pain and dizziness.
Oh, shit, that's concussion.
Lars, still in pain, visited a doctor at a local clinic. Now, this was kind of still in the weekend. When I was trying to research this, again, there's like different reports. He was in the weekend, the doctors are closed, or where he went, it was kind of late or cheap, or he didn't really go first to begin with because he just felt like he was going to sleep it off. Regardless, the one that I kept seeing all the time was that he did see a doctor that at some point in the local, a local clinic, and he was diagnosed with a ruptured eardrum.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So they got into it messed up. I mean, if he got kicked in the head like he reported, on the side of his ear.
A ruptured freaking eardrum?
Yeah, that's
Holy
rough.
Holy shit, dude.
Now, there's no record of him calling any family members to, like, his mom to talk about the attack at that point.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah,
the
like,
last
maybe
thing
let me
I
not
need
worry
is my mom
her.
Being like, get your butt back home then. You're safe.
Well, and that's my thing. And it's like, it doesn't say that he reportedly called her when it happened, right?
Yeah.
And there are no mentions... There are mentions and there are no mentions of a girlfriend, but I'm going to say there are no mentions of a girlfriend, okay?
No mentions.
No mentions, okay? And according to his mother, Lars was always pretty typically open with her about what was going on in his life, so the silence around the incident may have been kind of a red flag. She's like, that's weird. Yeah. He usually would probably call me about that. But I could see it. I'm on vacation with friends. I don't want to worry my mom, so I'm going to just not say anything. I could just probably sleep it off. That
exactly,
would probably be
yeah.
what I do. The doctor advised him to avoid flying for several days due to the eardrum injury because the air pressure would change. That changes on board when you're on the plane would have hurt his ear and could actually make it even worse, if anything.
Damn.
Now, the doctor prescribed Lars Zephyrhills. Okay?
Zephyrhills?
Pretty much. Yes, it's an antibiotic. Okay. His friends offered to stay behind with him because when this happened, it was the day before they were supposed to head out.
Damn.
Or, you know, actually, it was the day of that they were going to head out later on in the day. Okay. So his friends offered to stay behind with him, but Lars was like, you know what? I'll be fine. You know, I can get back home. Don't worry about it. I'll fly back to Germany without you guys. And so they did. They ended up leaving without him, which to me, I am a little iffy about doing something like that.
Yeah, I think as a guy, it's a little easier. And I think that's one of the more comfortable things when you're a guy. You're just like, I can take care of myself. Like,
right.
Versus it's kind of that whole.
Yeah.
Would you rather be in a room with a bear or a man?
Yeah.
Like. I'm just saying.
It's more of like the way you guys are thinking. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And that's my thing, because to me, I'm like, man, I don't think, even if somebody was like, no, I'll be good. I'll be like, how about I just stay for an extra day or two? It's not a big deal. Like, it won't bother me and I'll just do it anyways. You know, it is what it is. It's how it went. Now, so he ended up staying in Varna, right? And he planned to rest and recover before catching a flight sometime either tomorrow or whatever the case is, right? Now, Lars ends up checking out of the Viva Club Hotel at the same time as his friends on July 7th of 2014 and checked into Hotel Color in Varna, another budget-friendly hotel near the airport.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually planning to just stay for one night. But a day after his friends left, Lars' behavior took a dark turn.
Okay.
He began to act paranoid and fearful. He called his mother, told her that people were trying to rob or kill him, and told her to cancel all his credit cards.
This is weird, dude.
Security footage from the hotel captured him pacing up and down the hallways, nervously, like, peeking through windows and hiding inside the elevator like someone was following him. At around 1 a.m. on July 8th, Lars abruptly left the hotel. He returns an hour later. What he did or where he went during that time, no one knows, really. I mean, all they have is the footage from the hotel.
Why not go to there?
It's 1 in the morning, the night that he's staying at that hotel. His friend, and he's planning on leaving the next day. I'm going to stay for the night. I booked a flight for tomorrow. I'm going to try to rest and get some sleep, see if it heals.
I would have slept at the airport. Especially I'm being dead ass. Like, if I'm starting to feel that nervous, to me, the safest place is the airport.
Right, but
security.
He also was expecting to just go to the hotel and sleep it off. And just be like, I'm going to just probably lock myself in the room and then just wait till I got to go tomorrow.
Damn, did he get like paranoid? Okay, sorry. Dive in.
We'll get into it. That morning, he called his mother again. So the next morning, right, day that he's going to head out. This time, his voice was even more strained. He said that he felt like people were following him and they were getting closer. On July 8th, Lars checks out of his hotel, and heads to the Varna airport. There, he met with an airport doctor for a final checkup before flying. Now, this I thought was cool because
that's actually mad dope.
I don't know. Maybe they do have something like that here. We've been blessed enough and grateful enough to not been in the situation where we needed to visit a doctor.
I've never heard of that.
Flight. Well, that's true. That's why to me I was like, I've never heard of that before.
Specialty.
Hey, for all our European listeners, let us know. Is this a commonality? Yeah, that's like, very true.
Is this a thing?
Very true. Yes.
How does it work?
And I know we have one of my favorite podcasts out in the UK is Do You Dare podcast. They're awesome.
Whoop.
So let us know too if you guys know, because we're interested.
We're basically besties at this point.
Yeah, we really are. No joke. According to the doctor, Lars seemed agitated, paranoid, and kind of acting a little bit erratic. Okay. During the exam. Now, all right, before I say this part, because you're going to be like, what the hell? They're actually doing construction work at the airport as this is all happening. So, been there, done that. We've seen that.
Everywhere.
So a construction worker actually enters his room on accident. But because he walked in, Lars panicked. Lars was like, what the f***?
Yeah.
I mean, odd. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
In that set, I'd be like, what is this guy doing? But anyways.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, anyways. He mumbled, I don't want to die here. I have to get out of here. Then ran out of the room, leaving his backpack, his wallet, his phone, and even his passport behind. Surveillance footage at the airport shows him running out of the terminal, across the parking lot, and was last seen running into the forested area surrounding the airport. And since, he hasn't been seen.
Son, I called it.
You called it. You kind of did. Yeah. Check out the footage. Now you can see Lars. He's wearing that yellow shirt.
He's calmly coming in.
I'm going to post.
You can tell he's looking around.
He's looking around.
He was acting erratic by the time he got to the doctor. Damn.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to post this all on social as well and on our website.
Yo.
Go ahead and check it out.
That's wild.
It's crazy because you can see him in the airport surveillance footage.
Yeah,
and,
just taking off.
Yep. And he keeps like looking back.
Yeah, he's even looking around as if to think, where do I go now?
Yeah.
That's
and you
got to
think about it, he's not from here.
He's just running down
the road.
What the hell?
I know, isn't that crazy?
Tell me there's more.
Well, after he vanished, they did conduct a big ass search because they're like, what the hell, right? But he was never found. There was no body, there was nothing. He was never found.
That's wild.
Yeah, and I remember when I was researching this case, I kept thinking, okay, well, what's around this airport, right? Which is a common question that everybody has. Like, okay, he runs out of this airport into the forested area. Where is he? Because now we're going to start getting into theories, right? But
woo, I love my theories.
Once he ends up leaving, like, what's around the airport? You know, I don't know. Is it like, I know there isn't. I'm just over exaggerating. But I'm like, is this the rainforest jungle, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I started looking it up. Varna Airport is situated near the town of if I've been butchering any of these names, please let me know.
From Bulgaria.
Yeah, and I'm doing my very. I look up the pronunciations before I to try make sure I don't butcher it, but sometimes they come out. So
nobody's perfect.
Now it's situated near the town of Aksakova.
Hey, that sounds good to
me. Aksakova, approximately 10 kilometers from Varna city center. The terrain around the airport includes a mix of like open fields and wooded areas, providing sort of like a natural landscape. Mm-hmm. And some say that it could be challenging to navigate. Some say it's really not that much forested area. It's also kind of open or whatnot, right? So where the hell would he really have gone? Then my second thought was, all right, what about wildlife? You know, maybe...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was like...
I started thinking kind of Gabby Petito and stuff.
Yeah, Gabby Petito. I also thought about... Remember we covered the DuPont? It was like episode 2, the DuPont, the Ligonnès family.
That one's still crazy.
And then the dad ended up...
Why the hell you gotta kill the dogs?
Yeah,
that's beside the point.
But remember, he ends up leaving into the mountains.
In the mountains and never to be
seen
again.
Yeah, and to me, I'm like, well, what kind of predators are there? Because he could have just been ate up to shreds. Or the Panamanian girls, Chris Kremers and Lysanne Froon.
Yes.
And they were, that was one of the theories there. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I looked it up. The region's wildlife is pretty diverse. In the broader Varna province, there's animals like red foxes, wild boars, roe deer, and like various bird species that are very common. But they're not really typically aggressive towards humans. Mm-hmm. And the dense area and the presence of there even being a wildlife, I mean, it could pose a challenge.
Like
it's but
not
it doesn't
likely.
Seem like that could be
okay.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Now the theories, there's several. Okay, about what could have happened to Lars. Here we go. Psychological distress. Some suggest that Lars experienced a psychotic episode.
This is where I was leaning.
Mm-hmm. Possibly triggered by his head injury, or maybe a reaction to that antibiotic that the doctor gave him, right?
Okay.
But the thing is, okay, here's my thing with this theory.
What's the thing?
There is no report that he took it. We don't know if he did.
But
we don't know if he did.
I was going to say, so I mean...
He could have not.
True, but either way, even the head trauma itself...
Well, yeah, I mean, a ruptured eardrum,
that to me also tells me you could have easily also had a concussion that leads to other neurological issues potentially. So
who's
to say he didn't become almost is it schizophrenia?
Like paranoia and erratic behavior.
Yeah.
So no, that's exactly right. And so I even think about it, too, in the sense of I can't even imagine. Like, you ever get, like, water in your ear and that's, like,
oh,
a
I
bitch?
Hate it.
That's the worst.
What was it? It was a few months ago, remember?
You got that shit right? Yeah.
No, remember?
You're like
I
a baby.
Okay. Anyways, what's the next theory?
So that's what they're saying. Second theory, foul play. Others believe that he may have encountered individuals that probably wanted to have really bad malicious intent. After fleeing the airport, although there's really no evidence to support this either.
Yeah. It's
a possibility.
Plausible.
I mean,
if you can get
jumped in the Bulgaria, then where else can you get jumped?
That's Russia.
Sorry, I've been watching Nine Strangers on Hulu, and Natalie Kidman, I think her last name is, she has a killer Russian accent. Yes.
It's killer Igor. Russian.
Oh.
Hey, Igor.
You're letting them into our marriage?
My name is Igor. Helga.
So foul play is one of the theories, okay? I think it could be a possibility, but also there's no evidence. So I don't know. That's tough.
I believe it.
I could see it. It could be plausible. Could be.
But I also... You left without your wallet.
He's already saying that. Like,
I know.
People,
but if he's taken off running and then somebody kills him after, to me, it's... I don't know. I feel like it's not that deep. I don't know. I know people are passionate about their sports. I just feel like...
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, it could be them. Could be, yeah.
And if
I feel
he
that.
Was going to get mugged,
that.
Too,
I get
the
that.
Minute they realize he has nothing on him...
That's
no,
true.
You know?
Valid
why the hell
point.
Are they even going to try to do anything?
Maybe organ trafficking? Yeah, no, that's a stretch.
Anyways.
That's a stretch. And so the last one is that he voluntarily disappeared. There's speculation that Lars could have chose to disappear and start a new life, but leaving behind
this
all
is always,
your personal
I feel like
belongings.
This is always one of the theories for anyone that
disappears
this way,
it's like they,
especially
they're
by
so
themselves.
Tired of the corporate job.
Yeah.
Well, Amy Lynn Bradley, same thing. They're like, that was one of the, it was a weak theory, but they thought the same thing.
Same thing.
That's the main cause. It's like they probably wanted it. The disappearance of Brian Schaefer.
Yep.
They hated their lives.
He escaped because he wanted to go away. Now, I will say, again, the Brian Schaefer case, everyone go listen to it if you haven't.
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
But I will say, you look at the evidence. There was a little bit more evidence that could have suggested that.
Yeah, but I just still feel like there's...
I know, I'm just...
Why is that always
gotta
be...
Before us getting into that part, but I just genuinely, when we think about this case specifically and Amy Lynn Bradley, there's not enough evidence backing that theory to me.
I'm sorry,
there's no evidence. There isn't. He wasn't unhappy with his life that anyone knows of.
That you knew of, yeah. You know. But I know, and that's just a common thing, and it's just so eerie. People that just disappear and vanish into thin air freak me out.
Malaysia.
Fly to Malaysia. That's crazy. But that just is so eerie and scary. Because how do you just disappear into thin air with no trace of you whatsoever? There's just so many questions to be had.
I am honestly leaning towards the, like, paranoia. I'm leaning towards the... I also am leaning towards the fact that he might have ran off and potentially had some type of internal bleeding or some type of actual bad head trauma that the doctor hadn't captured. Mm-hmm. That when he ran off into the forest area, he might have gotten to the point where all of a sudden that, like, took over and then all of a sudden he died.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's no body that was ever found.
I know, but I mean,
he could have ran to the inner city. But still,
who's to say that he ended up getting to an area or ran so far or something? You know,
a lot of the people's
one theory that's the strongest.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I definitely think that the ruptured eardrum, there's some type of paranoia there.
There's got to be neurological.
I mean, like I said, just having water stuck in your ear is the most
painful.
That
drives me crazy.
Yeah, so imagine a rupture, and that's like your ear. Is the balance of it all. Like, if your ears
it
messed
is,
up...
It is, it is.
That's... Imagine
that. I think you were the one that told me something, and this could be wrong, but I think you had told me something about... Or I had heard from somebody that when your hearing is really off, it can actually screw with your balance.
Yes. No, I think I told you that. I forgot why I told you that. It does mess with your balance. It messes with your whole thing, and it messes with your head.
Which, like, is... Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
You lean towards that, too?
I'm leaning towards that. I don't know... where he would have gone. Again, a part of me just feels like a lot
Why
of times...
Why reset your life?
That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And I also think that if... Sometimes I wonder, too, if it's just like that one... it's just so eerie because I'm like, how do you disappear into thin air? But it makes me just wonder if it's just that one... moment,
like a
that,
13th reason or some shit.
No, that it's just that one minute that you were just at the wrong place, wrong time, and that's why we can't find your body.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Did he fall? Like, if he was in the woods, I mean, they scoured
he got
through
to
the
forest, and the one tiger that never actually hits this forest was like, hey, what up?
Yeah,
I'm gonna eat you.
Well, that's what I mean. You just don't know, I don't know. It's, I mean, this is exactly what gets me about these cases. One, they're so sad because imagine the mom. Family and friends, I have no idea what happened to you. That would
especially
kill me and eat me
if
alive.
I was any of his friends that went on the trip with him and then
I would
back
have
early,
guilt. Yeah.
Oh, so much guilt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Especially after he gotten beaten. I don't think I would have been able to stay or not stay behind.
Yeah.
If I had a friend that was beaten.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I don't care. I'll push my flight back. I'll buy a new flight.
But that's my
thing. I'm staying with you one night.
It's hard. I mean, I totally get it. It's hard to everybody... Like you said, in that moment, they're probably like, yeah, it's not a big deal.
Because
like,
especially,
we'll just see you tomorrow.
Again, depending on your friend group, too, if everyone's like, nah, it's all good. Like,
it's not a big deal. Brush it off.
You're like, all right, yeah, you're one of the dudes. Like, we good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. I know. Despite this case having international attention, like, no joke, it's a lot of people know about. He's also one, like, when I've heard a lot about him, and there's other podcasts that I've also covered his story before. They had actually had Interpol alerts, and there was a lot of widespread social media coverage on it, still is, but he still has yet to be found. His mother Sandra has kept the case alive. Of course, she's launched campaigns, she's handed out flyers, and has appeared in countless interviews. I did see some. I'll put all the links of my sources into the episode description, everybody, but I mean, she tells the story and she's like, she's remembering everything about it. She really believes that her son is still alive, though. And she thinks that he's probably suffering from memory loss or some type of trauma.
You know, that actually is a good theory, too.
Like, what if he did make it to the city?
From that first theory of the neurological issues, he could have gotten to where he had memory loss, and then all of a sudden he starts forgetting who the hell he is.
Yeah.
Starts a whole new life because he...
Well, I wouldn't say a whole new life, well, no, but I know what you mean.
Like that, but...
But he's not Lars anymore.
Yeah.
He's somebody else, yes, yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody knows who he is.
I think there's a few movies out there like that where people just genuinely start forgetting who they are, and they go in a hospital or something. All right, do you know who you are? And you don't have any documents on him.
Well, it's just crazy because his photo's been out. Have anybody seen him?
It's also crazy because this happened in 2014. There were cameras everywhere already by this point.
And there's phones because I remember that was like the height of everything too. Everything.
Oh yeah,
it was just getting better.
We were onto the what that would have been like the iPhone 4, iPhone 5.
I don't know, but it was a thumb. It was definitely something. Yeah, I know. I think there's just. I totally can see where she's coming from because, I mean, you saw how fast he was running.
Yes.
Who knows if he kept running and he kept walking or maybe he went in a different direction. I don't know.
It's sad. It's very sad.
In 2019, the case actually resurfaced when someone thought that they saw Lars in Brazil, but it turned out to be a whole different man. So every lead so far has just hit a dead end.
Damn.
To this day, his disappearance remains one of the most disturbing and mysterious missing person cases in recent history, like I said. And it all played out in broad daylight in a public space with, no joke, cameras rolling. I mean, you see the footage.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They caught everything.
Yeah. He vanishes into the trees and then into thin air.
Gone.
Nothing. You don't see him anymore.
Yeah.
It's eerie. It's so eerie.
Very, very
eerie. When you guys see the video, I'll post it. It is just so eerie.
It makes me think
scary.
Of when we flew into Heathrow. Remember on the backside of Heathrow, it kind of has that like cornfield looking area.
Yeah, yeah.
It almost gives me that as if he had taken off running and then just hit that area and just kept going.
And they were also doing construction at that time when we went.
And remember, even when because we stayed right next to the airport.
Yeah.
And when we went for that walk
it's
to the
far.
Bar. One, we thought the bar was only like a block away and ended up being like 2 miles away. But remember, as we were walking, there were so many open fields. So,
yes.
I mean,
no,
I think,
well, yeah, there's
and
gotta
I think
be a
that's
certain
why
amount.
This feels even more eerie because I think of something like that where you ran from the airport and then you just hit that field.
Yeah, it's creepy, man.
And especially he's not from there. He doesn't know where the heck all that area goes.
Right, right. No. And that's why
they
were
crazy.
Saying it's already challenging if you don't know the area. So,
very eerie.
I know, very eerie. So, yeah, that's the case of Lars Mitten.
That's wild.
Yep. Hopefully maybe one day we can find some type of answers or I don't know, something.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's very, very,
it's very sad.
Sad.
Our hearts go out to Sandra and his family.
And the
and
whole
friends.
Family,
yeah,
friends.
That's just horrible. Thank you for joining us today on Macabre Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And hey, if you know more about today's episode or caught a detail we might have missed, let us know.
What's up? It's your boy, Tom. We'd love to hear from you. Seriously. Guys, it feels like we're pulling teeth at times trying to get y'all to send some of these damn listener stories in. So if you have a story that's strange, sinister, or downright spooky, doesn't matter how small you think it may be, send it our way. You can email us at macabremondayspodcast@gmail.com or head over to macabremondays.com to submit your story. Yours just might be featured on an upcoming listener episode.
Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. We'll see you next Monday for another sinister, strange, and spooky episode. Stay tuned, more mysteries just around the corner. But until then, stay curious and stay safe. Ooh.
Deuces.
Bye, everyone.